This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, I hope you realize that we now have a new bunny in town. There's a new bunny in town, and it is, in fact, the Oyster Bunny. This is the bunny. It doesn't bring you chocolate. It brings you oysters, especially if you have some clam chowder, stuff like that. I don't know, but they bring you the little oyster crackers for your chowder. That might be a little more appropriate, but so that could be in your oyster basket for the Oyster Bunny. Folks, welcome to the program. I'm sorry, I can't get over it. I can't get over the President of the United States telling us to come down and meet the Oyster Bunny. So we'll tell you about that here in a minute. Folks, it is hour number four of the program. Kyle Warren with you. We're having fun on this Tuesday, I'll tell you that much. And we're going to keep the fun going here throughout this hour number four of the broadcast. We've already had a lot of great messages, a lot of great calls this morning as well. And you can join in if you so desire. 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to opine about things this morning, send us a direct message. We really appreciate it. And also, of course, folks, we keep you going through the overnight hours across America. And I want to welcome everybody listening on AM 860, AM 930, 710 KNUS. Also, we've got people up and down the GCN network. We appreciate GCN very much. They do so much for the program, and they distribute our show out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. And we want to give them a shout out. And also, welcome to everybody picking us up on TalkStreamLive.com. And we're really glad to be on there, and glad that you can pick us up that way as well. Just look for America's Third Watch right there on TalkStream Live, and you'll be off and running from there. Well, I'll tell you this, though. Before we get to the Oyster Bunny, I do think that actually, it's not even a backtrack. Well, there's two different things happening with what happened with this declaration that Easter Sunday was in fact going to be Transgender Visibility Day. You know, you've got on the one hand Karine Jean-Pierre over at the White House press briefing room trying to explain to everybody, well, it's always March the 31st. And so, therefore, what are you guys getting so upset about? What are these, you know, what are these Christians getting upset about? Because we've always done this. But, of course, obviously, you know, there's something in politics called the optics of things. And nobody but nobody, in other words, you can't tell me nobody but nobody said, you know, there probably could be kind of a backlash if we go out and we essentially cancel Easter Sunday and try to rewrite it into something else that has this major political, effect for our administration. You can't tell me they didn't realize that. Or, you know, you might have some people say, well, let's just do this. You know, in other words, they weren't oblivious to this. They just could not have been. So on the one hand, you have Karine Jean-Pierre basically saying, all right, listen up, losers. This is what we always do. And why are you getting up in arms about stuff? I'm just paraphrasing her here, of course. But that to me was the gist of what she said. And then on the other hand, you've got Joe Biden, who said, I didn't do that. When asked why did he create this proclamation that was an obvious insult to Christians on Easter Sunday, which is arguably the holiest day in the Christian calendar, And by the way, they have another whole nother opportunity, evidently, about in about a week, if they want to try to cancel out Orthodox Easter. But I'm not trying to give them any ideas. But who knows what they're going to do that day for whatever they'll proclaim that day. But this is actually really very serious. Why did Joe Biden say, I didn't do that? This from Fox News. President Biden said Monday he, quote, didn't do that when asked about his official White House proclamation declaring March 31st the same day as Easter this year as Transgender Day of Visibility. He was asked about this because Speaker Johnson had taken him to task about that. Biden remarked, when asked about Johnson's comments, he said, he's thoroughly uninformed. I didn't do that. And, you know, sort of reminds me of Urkel. Did I do that? You know, I mean, you know, honestly, they really do think that we're kind of dense, I guess. But this is something, and I'm so glad Denise Simon, when we talked with her earlier, pointed this out. It shows that Joe Biden doesn't know what the heck proclamations he's giving. And it unfortunately gives us a lot more ammunition to the theory that he's not in charge almost of anything at this point. He doesn't realize, because especially, why would he so vehemently say, I didn't do that? Well, he would know that he did it if he read the proclamations or if he was engaged. And it may be some small thing, but I really do think it's important. All right, folks, brace yourselves. It's Tuesday. We got 60 seconds with Todd. Go, Todd.
Let's get down to business. Hey, Einstein's out there. Of course Joe Biden did that on purpose. What's wrong with you people? You don't understand politics. Then I got the clown that follows this show, put the one guy on who said he's undecided. How can you be undecided? Okay? There's Joe Biden who hates America. He hates Jesus. He hates Jews. He hates Christians. He hates you. He hates me. He hates everybody but himself because he's making a small fortune. And if you think he's going to roll over and lose his election, you got another thing coming. Okay? You better toughen up and buckle up. Okay? And let me tell you sportscasters out there, you idiots out there, you can't, if one of you said, hey, there's a transgender running in a girls and playing in girls basketball, and you ladies out there, well, were you watching the Final Four? Next year it's going to be Leroy, who's now Takesha, playing against you. And nobody wants to watch that. But you idiot ladies are going to vote for a Democrat? Are you out of your freaking mind? Stand up for Jesus. Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the power and the God of America, and there is no other, and that's what we worship him, and we'll die for him. Let's get to work. And Donald, get off your butt. Let's go.
All right. Thanks, Todd. And we got to be nice. So I don't know who he was talking about. Stay right there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are just waking up this morning and turning on the radio, we've got you covered, folks. We're going to help send you off into your day with a great smile on your face. And by the way, if you're just ending your day, well, we try to do the same thing as you get ready to get up and do it all over again tomorrow, working across the overnights, across the Third Watch, across America, and across your radio dial. We are here, and we're glad that you're there. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. I just got a message here a little bit ago from Rick. He's listening on AM 860. We'll be happy to see if we can play some of those different groups you mentioned. And in terms of your question, I have to say I don't really have any extra information, but I can try to respond to you privately here on this. And by the way, folks, welcome to everybody listening across the GCN network. This morning, GCN works very hard for the program. We appreciate them very much. We appreciate everybody at AM 860, our home station there in Tampa, Florida. And, of course, welcome to everybody joining us via TalkStream Live this morning. And the word's getting around. And that's really very special to me. And I really appreciate it. I know people are telling their friends about the show, and I really do appreciate it. So however it is that you're picking us up this morning, we are glad that you are with us. All right. There's something I wanted to – I did mention earlier – in the program this morning, but we definitely got some interest in it, and even got a direct message about it. I do think that for those of you, the new listeners joining us here, I want you to hear something that RFK Jr. was talking about on CNN. He was talking with Erin Burnett on her program there, and he made this statement that evidently it's like it's the statement that cannot be made. It is so verboten. It is so controversial. It could rattle this whole thing. It could rattle the whole election, rattle the country. It certainly rattled Erin Burnett, evidently, but it certainly is something that you just can't say out loud. RFK Jr. on CNN talking about how, in his opinion, Joe Biden is a greater threat to democracy than Donald Trump. Listen to this, my friends. I think we've got that. Well, we should. Welcome to live radio. And that's exactly what happens. I think all we got to do is back that up, and here we go again.
President Biden is a much worse threat to democracy. And the reason for that is President Biden is the first candidate in history, the first president in history, that has used the federal agencies to censor political speech, so to censor his opponent. I can say that because I just won a case in the Federal Court of Appeals and now before the Supreme Court. It shows that he started censoring not just me. 37 hours after he took the oath of office, he was censoring me. No president in the country has ever done that. The greatest threat to democracy is not somebody who questions election returns, but a president of the United States who used the power of his office to force the social media companies, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, to open a portal and give access to that portal to the FBI, to the CIA, to the IRS, to CISA, to NIH, to censor his political critics. President Biden, for the first president in history, to use the secret, his power over the Secret Service, to deny Secret Service protection to one of his political opponents.
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there. Now, number one, he's on a roll. Number two, Erin Burnett is starting to get visibly irritated, I think, by this, because the narrative is obviously that the keeper of the flame of democracy is Joe Biden. The protector of democracy is who? Joe Biden, right? The Democrat Party is the one that fights against a dangerous president and insurrectionists. And the reason I know this is because we are bombarded with Adam Schiff commercials where they say, Adam Schiff stood up to a dangerous president and insurrectionists. This kind of stuff. And, they're still going down this road, by the way, and because they believe that it actually works. But RFK Jr. comes along, and he says he's actually starting to point out things that you would do if you're trying to, just eviscerate democracy. And, yes, of course, we live in a constitutional republic, and we use democratic means to elect our representatives and president and so forth. But this idea, and of course, it's become encapsulated. It's just a slogan now. You know, we're fighting for democracy. Donald Trump's trying to take it away. And if you notice, one of the reasons I stopped it right there is because we'll start hearing the rest of the clip. Now, he, meaning RFK Jr., he already said, well, you know, it's one thing to question election results. That's how he described it. But, of course, in the world of the media, it cannot be described as questioning the election results. He tried to overturn a free and fair election. He tried to take over our democracy, et cetera, et cetera. So let's keep the clip going, and you'll hear exactly what I'm talking about. Here we go.
Political reasons. He's weaponizing the federal agencies. Those are really critical threats
Donald
to democracy.
Donald Trump, of course, tried to overturn a free and fair election. He tried to overturn one, right? He's still fighting in court.
Yes.
He said, how is that not a threat to democracy?
Well, I think that is a threat to democracy. If trying to overthrow the election, clearly.
Okay, stop right there. See, this is where he's kind of has to kind of go down this road, you know, because I'm telling you, If you challenge election results, and election results have been challenged since time immemorium, they're always you know, there's an army of lawyers that take off across the country, especially presidential elections, because they're looking for any hint of fraud or wrongdoing that they can do what? They can what? They can challenge it. And by challenging something, because if you believe you have good evidence to challenge something, well, then it's your duty to challenge it, number one. And number two, it's part of our system. Aaron Burnett, it's part of our system that we actually go in there and people could challenge election results. Or they could say, this election, I think, was stolen from me. And that's not talking about Donald Trump. Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't Stacey Abrams think that there was something wrong, there was something wrong with the election or this kind of thing? You're telling me that, you know, she's trying to steal our democracy, you know, this kind of thing. But there are, you know, history is replete with examples of people that have said, I demand a recount. Okay, well, if nowadays if you say that, I demand a recount, guess what? You just qualified as an enemy of the state. And let me tell you this, and I think this is really, really key. And I don't know, I don't want to switch into prophetic mode here, but if Donald Trump wins this election, you have never seen, you ain't seen nothing yet about how the election will be challenged, how they will try to overturn it. How they will try to say, we get up in, and by the way, somebody always gets up at the electoral vote count or something and says, I don't want to certify this or something like that. This has happened, you know, when the Republican presidents have won the presidential election. So were those people insurrectionists? You know, and of course it never holds. Well, Donald Trump overinflated his real estate, so we got to go get him. And then somebody points out, yeah, we think John Stewart, the comedian John Stewart, there was a story where somebody said, well, we think he did the same thing for his house. And again, I don't know all the details of that, but I'm just saying this is what came out. So, but if it's Trump, well, we got to go get him, right? And but there's all these things happening that are part and parcel of the real estate business, as Kevin O'Leary has quite rightly pointed out. And yet we don't have prosecutions going on all the time. It's just Trump. So if Trump challenges the election, then he's an insurrectionist trying to steal your democracy. But if Stacey Abrams challenges it, well, she's a crusading fighter who's trying to put everything right. You know, it's we see what's happening. But if Trump wins this thing, mark my words, you ain't seen nothing yet about the lengths they will go to try to decertify the election, keep it from going through, and they will say, look, we've already laid the basis for this. Our foundation is we are the keepers of democracy. So whatever we do is right and just. And if you question us, well, then you're also one of those people trying to tear down our democracy. You know, folks, that they set this thing up and it really does work. I'm telling you that. All right, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Bottom of the hour break. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You LSA News Update. When Congress returns from Easter recess next week, lawmakers may consider voting on further aid for Ukraine. House Speaker Mike Johnson mentioned during an interview on Fox News that the proposed supplemental aid includes funding not only for Ukraine, but also for Israel and the Indo-Pacific region. The White House defending President Biden's decision to recognize Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday.
So surprised by the misinformation that's been out there around this, and I want to be very clear. Every year, for the past several years, on March 31st, Transgender Day of Visibility is marked.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre emphasized the president's commitment to unity and the rights of all Americans. And according to the IRS, millions of Americans will have the opportunity to file their taxes for free this year using the agency's new online filing program. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tuesday morning continues to fly by, and if you see something fly by, unidentified, going at a high rate of speed, you know what that is? That's us. That's this program. And, we travel at warp speed on a regular basis, and we don't burn out the crystals. For Star Trek fans, of course, we don't burn them out. We keep going, and we're glad to be able to do that. Folks, welcome back to the program. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to opine, you can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, and we always enjoy hearing from you here on the program. And once again, you know, we've got, you know, all these things happening about Joe Biden. And by the way, I can't get over this, and to some degree, I can't get enough of it. So let's play it again, shall we? We've been playing this throughout the morning, but again, the Easter Bunny just got renamed, and I hope they've got another year now. I guess they can change all of the merchandising. But let's listen to what President Biden told those gathered at the White House Easter egg roll, which, by the way, you could not have any kind of overt religious symbol on the Easter eggs. Isn't that something? It's Easter. I'm going to do a Joe Biden whisper. It's Easter. All right, let's listen. And here's what Joe Biden said from the balcony to those in attendance.
I'm coming down to do that Easter egg roll in just a minute. Thank you all so very, very much. Thanks, everybody. And by the way, say hello to Oyster Bunnies. Come on up, bunnies. Get up here so they can see you. Come on, get in there. Pretty big bunny, huh? All right. Thank you all so very, very much. It's all yours. President Zone.
What did he just say? Did he say it's all yours, President Joe? I think that's what he said. But at any rate, folks, that's evidently what he was talking about. But the Oyster Bunny is there. The Oyster Bunny is. And you know what? The Easter Bunnies, they just kind of smiled and waved. Well, they're smiling all the time, it looks like. But they just waved and they didn't. Run over and try and correct him, I guess. And Jill, I think that she, obviously she noticed that, so she realized that something was up, and she probably just kind of went, oh boy, there goes Joe again with the Oyster Bunnies. All right, okay, so part of the thing, though, too, that's in a very serious note, as we mentioned earlier, did Joe Biden know what's going on other than the Oyster Bunnies were with him that day? But the issue, of course, with the corruption, the bribery, the things that we are uncovering, the things that Comer in the House is uncovering, they're really starting to put these pieces together. They've got bank statements, they've got all kinds of things. Now, I don't know that it's going to lead to an impeachment per se, but it really does point up to the American voter exactly what's been going on. It is just like this proclamation gate, shall we say, but this proclamation controversy. It points up something the White House did. It had the optics, the bad optics with it, and they just kind of went with it. And then Karine Jean-Pierre just pretty much, as I said, and again, just paraphrasing, but the attitude I got out of it was, okay, losers, you guys don't understand that it's March 31st, and we always do this, no matter what happened, I'm telling you, if that would have been something else, that of some constituency that they would have been worried about maybe offending because it was part of their own agenda and not necessarily outside their agenda, they would have moved heaven and earth, shall we say, in order to make that work right, so that there wouldn't be this controversy. But as I was saying, though, getting back to Comer and the House committee and so forth, there's a lot going on. Now, the other day, we had the quote, I believe, with Tony Bobulinski and AOC trying to go after Bobulinski on the hearing when he was under oath and saying, have you seen the president do something? Did you watch him steal money from somebody? You know, that kind of thing, which is a classic kind of a thing. Well, you know, trying to, it's really kind of, to me, it's setting up a straw man and knocking it down. It's like, well, you haven't seen him. You know, type in the bank account number, have you? Did you watch him get an envelope of cash? Did, you know, so tell me the crime. And he talked about RICO. That's the category. And he's trying to explain to her, well, this has to do with different statutes and stuff, you know. And so she was the steamrolling, and this was all pre-planned. I'm sure she rehearsed it. But when it comes to bribery and corruption, there is something else that goes along with this, namely what the federal courts have found. Let's listen to Jonathan Turley, who was on Fox News. And you'll hear first a quote from Ian Sams, I believe, from the White House. And then you'll hear Turley's reaction to this notion that, you know, you can have corruption and bribery. You can make it stick, even if you don't have some direct or overt thing like AOC's talking about. And that's where, again, the tenets of the law come into play. So let's listen in.
Said this in a posting to X, Comer knows 20-plus witnesses have testified that POTUS did nothing wrong. He knows that the hundreds of thousands of pages of records he's received have refuted his false allegations. This is a sad stunt at the end of a dead impeachment. Call it a day, pal.
Yeah, I thought it was quite shocking to see that level of taunting of the House. This is one of the most important things that the Congress and a president can be involved in, an impeachment inquiry. And actually, when I testified in the Biden impeachment hearing, I noted that Sams and others might be tripping some wires here. This is what got the Nixon White House in trouble, is when the White House counsel and other offices got involved in the narrative. There are serious questions here. There are 10 questions presented. He doesn't have to appear to answer them. But the president stands contradicted. I mean, he clearly lied when he said that he had no knowledge of his son's business dealings. He was also clearly aware of an influence peddling scheme, and he was the focus of it. And what the Democrats have done successfully is created this false narrative that he has to receive money directly for this to be corruption or bribery. Federal courts have rejected that. They've said repeatedly that money going to family members is corruption, can be crimes like bribery. But are they going to answer these questions? No. The president would rather drink molten lead than answer any one of these questions. Should he? Of course he should, because he stands contradicted, and the public has a right to know.
But
that's really powerful stuff, and listeners to the program know that I always have a great respect for Jonathan Turley and his logic, the way he lays out the issue, especially in terms of the legalese part of it and the legal reasoning. You know, he's very clear and cogent, and I think he's got a great love of the law. I think we can just sort of tell that from his many times he's spoken about the law, and he's not running an agenda here. There's no doubt about that. He's not simply doing this because, you know, somehow secretly he's supporting Trump. In fact, I don't think he'd support Trump, to be honest. I think it's much like Dershowitz. But the idea is that those two men actually really do love the law, and the law should be impartial. And that's how they act. And that's why I have a great deal of respect for both of them. But in this case, he is directly refuting, again, the steamroll tactic that was a gotcha moment, a soundbite moment from AOC to show, no, again, when you look at the tapestry of federal law and what the courts have found, then it's going to, again, show that just like you were trying to get the mob boss, just like you were trying to get the bad CEO who never actually got that envelope of cash in the parking lot, the lower structures of the parking lot, you know, that doesn't need to happen in order to prove that case. And I'll tell you this much, too. If this was Donald Trump, and they were looking to try to show that there was a pattern of corruption and bribery and access and influence peddling and things like that, bet your bottom dollar that they would say, aha, he's the big guy, and he was the mastermind, and he was the one who was doing all this. I don't know if Biden's the mastermind, but he certainly was the brand and the big guy. And folks, it just gets worse, doesn't it? Well, it's going to get better on the other side of this break, I'll tell you that much. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I came down here, there was something to place for you.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, Tuesday morning edition. Flying by as always. Glad to be with you. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 if you'd like to opine here in the final segment of the program as we start heading for 6 a.m. On the East Coast. And, yeah, it's already Tuesday. And I like what Wally sent in earlier because we've always been trying to find out where does Tuesday fit in to the rest of the week, because Wednesday, you know, you can kind of start seeing the weekend on the horizon. Thursday's great because that means the next day's Friday. Yeah, that's good. Monday's in a class by itself because it's Monday and you can't really change it. That's okay. And Tuesday just kind of sitting there. And Wally says he was born on a Tuesday, so it has that going for it. So I appreciate that, Wally. That does put a smile on our face this morning as we head through this Tuesday. And there's a lot more Tuesday, of course, ahead of us right now. Well, this is a pretty big story, by the way. We talked about this earlier in the program as well, I think hour number one, and a little bit with Denise Simon. But I'll tell you, Iran's embassy in Damascus, Syria, was literally flattened on Monday because Israel came in and precision bombed it. And they actually killed several Iranian leaders or, you know, commanders, basically. This is a big deal. It really is. Now, some would call it, well, it's escalatory and this kind of thing. But at the same time, though, you've got a former CIA analyst talking to Newsmax, Fred Flights, saying that, again, Israel was responsible for this attack on the Iranian embassy in Syria. And he said the troops that were stationed there were supplying arms to Hezbollah. Hezbollah, of course, is the terror group in the southern part of Lebanon, bordering the northern part of Israel. There has been a lot of concern about what Hezbollah might do in this whole thing, and Israel even taking steps a while back to try to shift people around, civilians around in that area to try to protect them in the event that there would be a larger issue that would happen with Hezbollah. And so Israel taking this opportunity to go in and stop their ability to command and control, to get these, to continue the smooth flow of arms, it would appear, or other material to Hezbollah in Lebanon. So this is going to be decried as being an escalation, but I'm here to tell you that if Israel's doing this, they've got a darn good reason to do it. They've minimized, one can tell from some of this video that's coming out of that area, that they really did, you know, take this embassy down in a fairly precise manner. So, again, they're trying to minimize any kind of collateral damage. But basically, taking the fight directly to Iran as opposed to simply fighting its proxy, which is Hamas, or fighting its proxy, which is also Hezbollah, which is also a myriad of other groups in the Middle East. So this is going to be, and also I think what's really important about this is that it shows that Israel is willing to act. We know that the United States has put an enormous amount of pressure on Israel not to have their operation go on in Rafah. This is where the remnants now of Hamas are. It would be, tantamount to just giving Hamas the ability to reconstitute, I don't want to say easily, but much more easily if nothing happens in Rafah. And they will reconstitute. They'll reconstitute in some way, shape, or form anyway. But the idea is to keep them from being able to do something else anytime in the near future. And unfortunately, I think this is where this goes. It's a chronic issue. You're not going to eliminate Hamas altogether, but I think you can degrade them so significantly that you then bring back a modicum of security. And I think that's one of the best outcomes Israel can expect. But if we, by virtue of Charles Schumer and breaking with traditional American policy and trying to pressure them not to go in and get rid of the last remnants of Hamas as best as they can, then that is a major breach in our relationship. And I think one of the things that Netanyahu is demonstrating by going in and getting at this embassy in Syria for the Iranian embassy, that he's showing that, well, breach or no breach, Israel has to act in its best interest. It has to act in its own self-preservation. And I'm telling you, one of the things that is kind of distant, I think, to us in the States is the proximity factor of having your enemies literally across, you know, it's like there'd be across the county line, you know, it's on that order in many cases. It's like here in Southern California, well, here in Orange County, but what if LA County was lobbing missiles at Newport Beach or something like that? It would be pretty bad because they'd be so close by and you wouldn't feel safe and you wouldn't be able to have any kind of modicum of security if it all went unchecked. And this is exactly the position that Israel's in. in one case, their country becomes about 9 miles wide. And, you know, this is something where you can't absorb anything, really, without it being devastating. And so that's why I think they always have to be on top of this. They have to be on target. They have to go it alone if they have to. And it's really kind of a disgrace that this administration has gone to the extent that it's gone to in order to try to make Israel appear that, they're running amok, they're berserkers, and they're going through Gaza and all this stuff. And that's really just not the case. Israel isn't the berserker here. Hamas, Hezbollah, the other terrorist organizations, and certainly Iran are the berserkers in this case. So that's what we're going to be watching, and I would expect that there would be some kind of a retaliation soon. We'll see what that looks like, and if and when that occurs, I would just really, really strongly suggest that the United States stands with Israel and tries to take away this rift that is happening, because it's just happening because of the political agenda. It's happening because the Biden administration, the Biden campaign, they want to win this election. They want to placate certain groups. And part of this problem is that if you don't act with integrity, if you don't act with a vision and a real purpose and a common sense, that's the ingredient factor here. Well, you know, then you're sort of doomed to constantly try to cobble together these constituencies that in many ways don't have the best interests, not only of our ally, but of the United States involved. Because when it all comes down to it, when you get down to the nitty-gritty, my friends, as Israel goes in terms of where these terror groups and these bad state actors are, they look at Israel and they look at us and they pretty much see the same thing. And so if you think for a minute that you're going to get some kind of good result and say, oh, wow, well, we're so happy that the United States is shifting its policy against big bad Israel, you know, we're going to take it easy on the United States. We're actually going to pull back our plans, or we're going to pull back the way that we work against the U.S. and against the West or against our allies. They're not going to do that any more than the man on the moon, as the old expression goes. They're not going to do that. What they're going to do is they're going to say, wow, I can't believe it. I can't believe that they are actually breaking with Israel, because you know what? I think they do see it as a real betrayal, because they'll say, look, you know, if we went against, you know, our friend or something like that, it would tell the tale of exactly who you're dealing with. Well, the tale we need to tell them of exactly who they're dealing with is a friend of Israel that's not going to give up, and it's going to stand with them, and is going to go against these bad state actors and these terror satellites and so forth. It's just the way it has to be. It's not fun. It's not preferable, but it is the state of affairs. And sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. Folks, glad to be with you this morning. Kyle Warren with you. Thanks for listening. We will see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Everybody out there, take care.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount.
Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.